So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, May the 10th of 2022. Now, I have to tell you, it's amazing on how time goes by and how things change and all that kind of fun stuff. And I do participate on some social media platforms here and there, post something sometimes, then I don't. And it's kind of a hot mess, but let's not get into that. But it has been brought to my attention, because thank you to so many of you out there congratulating me on my work anniversary. Well, I got some news to share with you. Well, the work anniversary is also the creation of the podcast and the radio station. So what does that mean? Well, it means exactly that. It means that we have been doing this together, you and I, for the last 4 years. Yeah, it's 4 years exactly this month since Safety FM started, the Safety FM podcast, which is now converted over to the Jay Allen Show. And, you know, the plenty of people that have come out to take a listen to what the hell we have going on here on this station and podcast network. Now, some people know this and some people don't, and it's always amazing to me. We are a radio show that does a podcast and does a number of different things. Right now, I think we're somewhere close to like 16, 17 different podcasts and shows combined that we have there. And keep in mind, when I say combined, meaning that some are on the radio station and some are on the podcast network. So it's not combined that this show counts as two, because that's not what I'm saying. So over that period of time, we have been able to do all kinds of things. We have brought in new show hosts. We have created new content. We have decided on how we can do different forms of safety communication. And that has been, if anything, the amazing part of this journey. And the journey has really been driven by you. Yes, you, the listener. Listen, I had some idea sitting with my wife on my couch inside of my humble abode and talking about what we should do. And really, from that particular portion on, we brought it to you and you said, this is what we like, this is what we don't like, and we have adapted that thing as we have moved forward. So that's exactly where we're at. So thank you for celebrating this 4 years of Safety FM with us. That is for sure. So a couple of different things. Of course, we have the Safety FM website that leads you to the radio station and the podcast network. But we also do have the different Safety FM apps. So what does that mean? Well, we have the radio station app, where you can get it on Google and Apple Play, Google and Apple Play, or and the Apple Play Store, however you want to do it. I just combined those things. The Apple Store and the Google Play Store, not to be confused with the two. So the radio station app is available on both. And then we have our video on demand service, which is Safety FM Plus, which you can actually take a gander at, which is our version of doing some stuff related to the world of safety on how we do it. And that one's called Safety FM Plus. But, you know, enough of that, enough talking about apps and talking about all that stuff. But here's kind of something that I've been focusing on over the last little bit. And I really wanted to bring it up. And I spoke recently, right? When I say recently, I'm talking a few hours ago on the Rated R Safety Show. And I was having the conversation about safety software. And it's essentially, it's predictive software that you would put information into that will tell you about what is going to happen next inside of your organization. What's going to happen next inside of what is happening based on information that you've given it, given the system. But, you know, it drives me a little bit more to ask another question. Are you essentially saying that you are doing simulation safety? So one could almost go to simulation theory safety if you really want to go that far. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you because I'll give you a fair warning. If you look up anything about simulation theory, you're going to go, what? And maybe it will cause some confusion. But what I'm talking about here is doing some simulation of regards of your safety program. Now, there is a number of things going on. Because if you take a piece of software, and we're talking about software here, and say, okay, this is our past events. Please give us a prediction of the future of what might occur next. That changes some things. I mean, that changes some standpoints of things. Think about it for a moment. And I know, you know, it's going to be like, what? Well, there are a lot of organizations that are already using software to tell you what's going to happen next, what to expect based on rates and frequencies and things that occur. Now, listen, shortly after the Rated R Safety Show, I had someone contact me and tell me that they work for a pretty large organization. And I'm sure that if I mentioned the name of the organization, you would know the name of the organization based on how large they are. But we'll leave it out there, you know, about some of the rainforest that they're involved in. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. But with that being said, they told me that on their construction sites that they get to interact in, on average, there are 2 to 3 people that walk around with the sole purpose of obtaining data of what is going on the site. So they are not quote-unquote construction workers. They are not quote-unquote people that are doing any kind of work besides actually just getting data. Now, listen. So based on that data, this is what they are able to determine what's going to happen next in their overall scheme of things when it comes to their individual locations. Now, listen, I don't know if you use this predictive software inside of your environment. I don't know if you use any of this as you are doing your work. And if you do, what is the benefit that you see out of it? Because that's what I would really like to understand better. And don't get me wrong, I think there's plenty of people out there that would actually like to have a better understanding on what that exactly does. Now, the other side of the equation is if you don't use it, what do you think the benefit would be to have it? Because here's where it gets kind of weird, because we can start talking about all this stuff. Do you think, based on that method of safety, using predictive software, that the pyramid was correct then? Because you have to think about it from that particular scenario, because the software is almost tying into that. And don't get me wrong, how great would it be to have a piece of software that would be able to predict the future for you? I mean, come on, you know what I'm saying here. I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek here, but it's something to think about. It's something to really bring some awareness to. So if you do have the software, how well and how great is it? If you don't have the software, what would be the driving force for you to want it? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and go, hey, by the way, I have this great sales pitch for you that I am about to share because this is the most fantastic piece of software I've ever seen. Now, nothing like that. I am just bringing this up because there's so many questions that come about. Now, like I said earlier, do not type in simulation theory and then the word safety, because it's not going to jive. It's not going to make a lot of sense on what's probably going to come up if you take a look at that. But essentially, to an extent, when you are using a piece of software that is predictive, that can tell you stuff, it is simulating, to some extent, what is going on inside of your organization. Now, the fun part here is we could talk about, you know, like the video game The Sims and things along those lines and Minecraft and all that fun stuff, but that's a whole other story. But when you take a look at this, what do you think is the greatest value? And that's the portion that I would love for you to think about today. What would be the purpose of the software, and would the software do what you needed to do? So there you go. That's my thought process on that one. Kind of a brief one. Wanted to say thank you for the anniversary aspect and people reaching out, and wanted to let you know what we had available, and also to think about the simulation stuff that people are doing now inside of the world of safety. Please reach out to us. You can go to our website, safetyfm.com. Also, if you do take a look at the show notes for the podcast in particular, there is a way for you to communicate with us via audio if you wanted to do that as well, because I would love to hear more about it. And if you want to talk about this and be on the air, please feel free on reaching out. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And don't worry, before too long, we'll be back with another episode of The Jay Allen Show, hopefully for years to come. Thanks.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.